This is CPR News. I'm Corey Jones. A Colorado man at the U.S. Capitol during the January 6 riot will serve 90 days of home detention and 2 weeks in a community correctional facility. A federal judge handed Glenn Wesley Croy the sentence today. Croy is one of over two dozen rioters who have been sentenced of the hundreds charged in the Capitol attack. He's the second Coloradan to plead guilty. In a statement, he called himself an idiot for participating. Democratic State Senator Kerry Donovan has suspended her campaign for Colorado's 3rd congressional district. CPR's Benta Berkland has more on the Democrats who remain in the race to challenge Lauren Boebert.
In the final version of Colorado's new congressional map, Donovan, who lives in Eagle County, was drawn out of the district and now says she has no viable path forward for her campaign. She had raised more money than any of the other Democrats vying to unseat Boebert. Two candidates from Southern Colorado, community organizer Sol Sandoval and State Representative Donald Valdez, are among the more prominent still in the race. The final congressional map also made the district, which spans western and southern Colorado, less competitive and more favorable to Republicans. I'm Benta Berkland, CPR News.
Federal regulators have approved the Pfizer COVID-19 vaccine for children ages 5 to 11, and we're talking to families about the vaccine and also hearing questions. Is it safe for kids? What are the side effects? Will it be mandated in schools? Find those answers at CPR.org. This is CPR News.